Anin, welcome to Living the Ojibwe Way of Life with Wawa Tebe Nation Indigenous Kaz Mokwa Nindu Dem Gamiskwa Wakag Nindunjaba. My name is Wawa Tebenace. I am Bear Clan, and I am from the Leech Lake Reservation, sharing with you the rich history, teachings, traditions, and stories of the Ojibwe people, and living the Ojibwe way of life. On today's episode of Living the Ojibwe Way of Life, we will be discussing wild rice harvesting. And in Ojibwe, that's pronounced Menominike. And the ricing process is very important to the Ojibwe people. And first and foremost, I guess I would like to talk about the process of making the poles and the knockers that we use to knock the rice into the boat. And that's a process in itself. And usually what they do is, a long time ago, our people would go out into the bush, and they would offer their tobacco, of course, and they would find balsam. And what they would do is they would find a real nice straight balsam, and the balsam would usually be about 2.5 to 3 inches wide. And of course, it got skinnier as it got closer to the top, but they would get about a 15-foot stick, usually 14, 15 feet long, and they would cut it down. And what they would do is they would take the poles, you know, depending on how many they were making, they would take the poles and they would shave the poles down. They would shave off all the outer bark. They would take off all the sticks, of course, and, you know, shave the knots, you know, sand it down real nice so it was smooth. And the next step, you know, they would find diamond willow. And the diamond willow would be the prong, which would be put on the end of the stick that goes into the water. And they would cut it like in a certain type of way, so it was like almost like kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but it was like cut in half on the top part, so that when it was being put onto the balsam stick, that it would fit perfectly together with the balsam stick. So there was like a groove inside of it, as well as on the birch or on the balsam tree or the balsam pole. And what they would do is they would put holes in there, and they would put cedar pegs inside of into the balsam tree and through the diamond willow. And they would probably use like pitch of the pine pitch, or, you know, the pitch that they would use to seal it up and keep it, you know, so it stayed in place. And what they would do is they would take those poles and they would dry them for about usually about 30 days. They would leave them out and dry them. And once they were dry, you know, balsam is a very light, you know, dry wood, light tree. And diamond willow is a very strong tree. You know, the wood is very strong. So that's why they would use diamond willow for the prong part, that they, you know, that prong part goes into the water. And that's how they push on the wild rice while they're, when they're out on the water, or when we're out on the water. And they would dry them out for 30 days. And then after that 30 days was up, the pole would be ready. And the second part of this process, they would go out and find cedar. And that was usually white cedar. And they would find cedar and would find a nice, nice straight cedar. And usually the cedar would probably be about maybe 1.5 inches thick at the bottoms. And what they would do is they would take these cedar sticks and they would cut the outer bark off, cut all of the branches and whatnot. And usually the cedar sticks were about maybe 2.5 to 3 feet long and about 1.5 inches wide, if not a little bit bigger, but around that size. And what they would do is they would they would get them bigger, you know, they'd get them probably about 2 inches wide, 2.5 to work with the wood. So they would shave down the wood, they'd start to shave it down, and from the top it would be kind of a thinner point at the top, and as they went down towards the handle, it would get thicker. And depending on, you know, the person, and I guess the size of the person, you know, that's how big, you know, their poles or their knockers would be. So it was just on the, you know, preferable, you know, size of, you know, if the person was bigger or smaller. So, you know, a person would prefer this size of knockers, or this bigger person would prefer this. So it just depends, you know. And basically what they would do is they would shave them down, sand them down real nice, and they would have nice little handle areas towards the ends. And, you know, they would make sure that they were thick enough, you know, so that they wouldn't break. And, you know, they would dry them out, you know, let them dry, and they would, you know, basically be ready for use. And that's how the knockers were made and the poles were made. And nowadays, they still make knockers the same way. And usually someone in the community that knows how to do this, you know, there's still people that do these, make these items. And they sometimes will use different type of poles nowadays, though. And sometimes you'll see aluminum or metal poles. And a lot of times they have a duck bill at the end of them. And, you know, it's preference, you know, people prefer, you know, the modern style poles versus the old time poles that we would use or that our ancestors used. And, you know, back in the day, of course, too, they would have made a canoe. And they would have made that out of birch bark. So, you know, our people were very resourceful when it came to, you know, making everything that we would use, you know, to go harvest wild rice. And, you know, they would make birch bark baskets and whatnot. You know, they would make containers to carry the wild rice, of course, back then. Nowadays, we just use bags, like certain type of bags, to bag our wild rice. So that's the process of making the knockers and the poles. And next episode, we'll get into making the canoe and eventually get into the harvesting part of the wild rice. Miigwech. Miigwech Bizendawiyeg. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Living the Ojibwe Way of Life. Gigawaba Miminawa. See you again.